We're back with Wednesday's edition of News Now. And now I'm going to speak about an upcoming event that is happening this weekend. And I have Anika Elliott here, and she is the president of the Media Huddle. And the Media Huddle is a skill development company that assists media professionals in the development of timely and essential skills that will help them navigate an ever-changing media industry. Are you there, Anika?
Yes, I am. Hi there.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
So tell me, what inspired this organization, this company?
Well, I've been in the industry for quite some time, working at CP24 for 3 years, and before that, the Weather Network, and before that, CFRB Radio. And I just often ran into a lot of young people who were trying to get their foot in the door, were trying to start things off in the industry, and it was always a bit of a challenge for them. So I knew somewhere down the line I wanted to help young folk get acquainted with this industry and really succeed. So that was always in the back of my mind. But then when I started to try and educate myself and, you know, really get some more skills to keep up with what is now the social media revolution that has changed the way we do so many things, and media is no exception, I thought that, you know, there is not a whole lot of support for media people who want to take a more active role in this change. A lot of companies, media corporations, are scrambling to restructure their companies and so on. But from an individual standpoint, I just thought there was more that needed to be done by media professionals themselves. And I'm talking journalists, writers, PR professionals as well, because they interact a lot with the media, people behind the cameras, bloggers. There was just more that we needed to do as a community to come together to be an active part in that change, because there's so much opportunity. So I thought, hey, let's just put something together, because if it's not out there, then I'm going to create it.
That sounds good. So this upcoming event that you have, it's called Diversity in a New Media Era.
Yes.
So why do we need to look at these things right now?
Well, the Media Huddle is all about education and learning in regard to, you know, every aspect when it relates to this new media era that we're in right now. So we are exploring diversity and whether there are new opportunities that are arising as a result of this new platform that's been delivered to us through digital media and all the new technological advancements, social media and all its far-reaching arms, the Twitter, the Facebook, mm-hmm. YouTube. How can we really use that to our benefit for the promotion of diversity? Are people doing that right now? Does it give folks or marginalized groups opportunity to tell their stories in a better way? Or are we seeing now that there is, because of the anonymity that comes along with social media, people are bashing online? When you look at the comments for certain articles, you see at the bottom, we're anonymous,
true.
YouTube videos, what's going on? So that opens up a whole new avenue of things. So we have this amazing event at the Intercontinental Hotel in Yorkville. It's this Saturday.
Right.
Starts at 10 a.m. The registration is at 9:30. We have an amazing panel discussion featuring Trey Anthony from The Kink in My Hair, Dalton Higgins, who's an amazing blogger, author. He's a broadcaster, a hip-hop culture expert, a gentleman by the name of Mike Chaloux. He is the host of the Mike Chaloux Show on Proud FM. And then a USC professor, Megan Bowler, is also on the show.
Particular people?
Well, these folks, I thought, really understood, and they have various areas of expertise. You know, Trey, of course, being the kink in my hair, the first, not even talking about Black, but the first Canadian play to be staged at the Princess of Wales Theater. Just a huge accomplishment as a woman running her own thing. And Dalton, as I mentioned before, he has such a huge grasp on the culture, diversity in culture, and how it relates to media being a broadcaster. And he just has some really very knowledgeable things to say on how we can be more inclusive in the media. And Mike, he's just been such a huge beacon in the gay community, having his own show, being on shows on W Network and Slice. He has such a great positive attitude and a slogan that he talks about all the time, love your guts, as he says. So I like that positivity. And Professor Bowler, she is an expert in digital media and democracy. And I also wanted to, because I wanted to look at how social media is perhaps changing our perceptions. You know, when you look at the way social media played such a huge role in the unrest in the Middle East, did that help to dispel, you know, stereotypes, mm-hmm. or did it educate people? There was a global enlightenment, and it was really as a result of this new media era. Hmm. So can we, like, I just want us to establish that and understand what's going on there. And then the big, big get for us, which is really amazing.
Yes, it is.
To have Mr. Tavis Smiley as our keynote speaker, best known for the host of BT Tonight and now on PBS with his show Tavis Smiley. He's going to be delivering that keynote address, as I mentioned.
And what do you think Tavis has to add to all of this?
Well, he's just going to put everything into perspective.
Right.
For a long time, you know, he was one of the people that a lot of, you know, visible minorities, people of color, however you want to call it, look up to as a symbol of, hey, if he can do this, so can I. He's a broadcaster. He's a philanthropist. He's an author of that book, Fail Up, and just really such a positive individual, really somebody who is a huge proponent of change and multiculturalism and diversity. And that is exactly what he's going to bring to this panel, to the keynote address. So I'm just so excited to have him.
I'm excited about it, too.
Okay.
So why?
See?
Before we wrap this up, because we are going to let the listeners know that we have two tickets for two lucky individuals to give away right after we speak to Anika. So let the listeners know, why should they be there? Why they need to be there?
Yeah, you really need to be there, regardless of if you're in the media industry. Media affects so many different things. It trickles down to our society in so many different manners and many different ways, I should say. And we just need to be aware of how we can be better storytellers in whatever you're doing, whether you're an artist or you are a journalist, of course, writing stories. How can you be more inclusive and be more representative of this beautiful country, Canada, and the diversity that it holds within it? So I want it to be an opportunity for folks to learn. It's an opportunity for people to connect with like-minded individuals and just to share their own stories. So that's really what I would like for folks to get out of this. And it will be quite something. Plus, we've got all sorts of door prizes, you know, tickets to Toronto, Caribbean Carnival, Toronto, as well as giveaways for Soul Pepper Theater. Grace Foods is doing a gift basket. So lots of fun stuff happening.
So definitely give the listeners, before we wrap up, give them all the info they need so they can be there.
Yeah. So our website, which is really like a learning hub for media professionals, it's themediahuddle.com. And people can go onto themediahuddle.com, click on the events tab on the website, and you will see how to purchase tickets at that point. We're also on Twitter, twitter.com/mediahuddle. We're on Facebook, facebook.com/themediahuddle. And you can follow me as well on Twitter at Anika Elliott. But definitely check out themediahuddle.com. And we want to see you there. It really is a topic that doesn't get enough attention, especially in this new era, this social media, the blogging, the online world. We really have to come up with some solutions on how we can be more inclusive in media.
All right. Thank you so much for joining me. I really appreciate
indeed.
It.
Lady Locke, thank you very much for this. And so can't wait for your two listeners to take part in the event on Saturday.
All right. And I'll let them know. Thanks again.
Okay, take care.
All right, bye-bye. And that's Anika Elliott, and she is the president of the Media Huddle. And they're having an event on Saturday, July 16th from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Registration starts at 9:30. It's inside the Intercontinental Hotel in Yorkville, located at 220 Bloor Street West. And their keynote speaker is Tavis Smiley, along with panelists Trey Anthony, Dalton Higgins, Mike Callot, and Megan Bowler. So definitely check them out. I got two tickets for the next two callers that are interested to attend this event this weekend.